This episode, tankless water heaters. Well, in this episode, we're going to talk about tankless water heaters. If you need a new hot water heater, we've got a few things you need to think about. If you're considering a tankless water heater, you need to listen to this show for sure. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition's entitled Tankless Water Heaters. And to help me explain, I'm here with my ever cheerful tankless old buddy named John. Johnny, what's going on?
What is going on? Fumes on the tank?
Running on fumes.
Yeah. How's the orange that you're eating?
It's delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I didn't want to bother the audience with that.
Thanks, so, bud.
on with the show. You know,
on with the show.
Just on a side, you and I were talking about trucks a little while ago, and I ran across an episode last night of Ice Road Truckers. Have you seen?
Yes. Man, yep.
Whew, I don't know how they do it. That's unbelievable.
Well, remember, a lot of that is for TV too.
Boy, I guess.
You know,
I guess.
My thing when I watch those shows, like that particular show, is like, why would you ever want to even work in that climate? Like,
the money must be there. that's my question, and that's why I kind of led with that. why would you do that? But anyways, yeah, interesting. Maybe somebody up there is listening to us, and you can. You know, send us an email.
Send us an email. Questions at handymanbrosradioshow.com. There you go.
Go to Prue Home Bay. Tankless water heaters, Larry. you just had a little experience with one, and which brought to mind. I think you made the right move by replacing it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what was going on there with that thing?
All right. So, yeah, I mean, and let me set the stage. So this was in a rental house that we had purchased. And so, the hot water tank was underneath the house is what was going on. And this particular house, they had to actually dig out under the house to put the hot water tank in. So somebody at some point in the history of the house had replaced the hot water tank with a tankless hot water heater. And this particular tankless hot water heater was an electric hot water heater, electric tankless hot water heater. And I was kind of intrigued by this concept because you hear a lot in the media and stuff about how energy efficient they are and this and that sort of thing, and how they provide hot water, basically an endless supply of hot water. And then also how one of the advantages and one of the reasons why I know the previous owner of the home put a tankless hot water heater in here was it's a very, very, very small footprint. So this particular, this was a three bedroom, one bathroom house. So pretty small requirements. Like only two people live there. Mm-hmm. And this particular hot water heater was probably 12 inches long and maybe 10 inches wide, maybe 8 inches wide. So pretty small footprint. Mm-hmm. And actually, they hung it on a joist up underneath the house, which I thought was kind of cool. It was an interesting, you know, application for this thing. But probably within the first few days of having this home, I turn the hot water heater on, and what's it do? It stops working and it pulls up an error code. And I'm like, oh great, here we go. This is not gonna go well.
Yeah, so to take a step back, right, is I think the first question is gonna be, you know, putting it under a house, there was no problem with it freezing or anything, right? Is that because of the location?
Yeah, there's no
geographic location of the home.
The geographic location is pretty warm. They have a couple of days of cold a year, and but, where the tank was located under the home was out in the pretty much in the, up under the center of the home, so not much of a chance of getting any freeze on it.
Yeah.
So just wanted
to get that question answered out of the way.
Yep. Understood. And so I thought, you know, so it throws this error code. So I get on and I figure out what it is, and I actually get it repaired. Well, didn't really have too many more problems with that after the fact until about, this is about 2 years down the road, and the homeowner comes, got no hot water heater. It's throwing an error code. Get up under there, look at it, find out that it's a, I don't want to say it's a death error code, but I'm like, you know, I'm sort of second guessing myself. I'm like, I should have just put a traditional hot water heater in there in back then. Here were the couple of things that I noticed straight away. It took 80 amps. And actually, we got on the website and looked at this particular model. Technically, they had my particular hot water heater underpowered by 20 amps. So according to the manufacturer's specifications, it needs 100 amps of service. Well, folks, 100 amps of service is a lot of power.
You're throwing a lot of electricity at this little tankless unit.
Yeah, and I have worked on some also in clients' homes that were even bigger than that. So there was one that I did that actually both stories ended up the same. They were electric hot water heaters were taken out and replaced with traditional hot water heaters. And so we'll get into that in a minute, but my experience with it was not really very stellar. It was not a great solution to the situation, in my opinion. And I guess we should just go through the pros and the cons, right, John?
Yeah, I guess one of my questions is, you know, what was, I guess if you knew what the electric bill that this guy was paying. Now, he probably wasn't using, in that situation, he probably wasn't using a whole lot of water at one time, but I can imagine if you had a house of, you know, four people and you were using an electric water heater at 100 amps, you're probably spending quite a bit of money.
Yeah, I never got any data on what the actual cost of operation was, but I can't. But again, to your point, I can't believe it was really that advantageous. I know in the research that I've done on the gas ones that the amount of money that you actually save in energy cost, it takes something in the neighborhood of 15 to 20 years to actually pay it off via the energy cost.
Yeah. Which is so there's a few, yeah, exactly. There's a few things about these things, you know. The traditional tank water heater, you know, you're bringing in the water, you're storing water at, you know, let's say 40 or 50 gallons in a big tank, and you're heating it up and it sits there and the tank is all insulated. Yep. These days the insulation and the technology to keep that thing warm is pretty advanced right now, and they don't lose that much heat anymore.
This is a true statement.
So, you know, I'm torn between those two things because and then you've got a tankless water heater, which is going to run water through the coils that are being heated. And in this case, that you had was electric, and you've got to dump a lot of amps in there to heat that thing up quickly. Because it's kind of like, you know, your instant warm water, right? That's one of the sales points of these things.
Right.
And they claim an endless supply, but that's not really true in a lot of cases. But that is that's the sales point, right?
Yeah. It was not, in this particular case, it was not an endless hot water heater case, because if you ran it for a long time, and a lot of it had to do, When he was complaining about there being the water cooling, and I'll say cooling, it didn't get cold, but it wasn't hot, right? The water was cooling, of course. When was that happening? In the wintertime. So when the groundwater coming, it's basically about differential, right? Yeah. So the difference between, if you're putting, you know, 32 degree water in or 39 degree water into the hot water heater, and you're trying to get it up to 130, you've got a massive differential, 90 plus degrees. But if you're putting in 75 degree water and you're trying to get it to 90 degrees, you've only got a 20 degree differential, right? Well, never did he have any issues in the summer. It was only in the wintertime. And I will say it worked. I mean, the water was warm, but it wasn't hot. You know, I'll just say it wasn't hot. You have the same issue with a traditional hot water heater, because again, it's the same thing, except what happens in a traditional hot water heater is the cold water basically goes to the bottom of the tank and pushes the hot water out. So the hot water that you get is hot water until you really start to run out of water, as it were, right, John?
Yeah.
If last time I checked, if that's how they work, right?
No, it's exactly. And if you go on the web, you'll see, if you Google hot water, you'll see how these things work. Just knowing, where hot and cold gets, separated.
Right.
But I, honestly, I can't remember in a decent hot water tank, when I had all kinds of people staying here at one time, running out of hot water.
Well, so that's one of the other things. I did a little bit of research before I replaced this hot water heater. And one of the things I noticed is that the recovery time is really increased.
That's the thing.
A lot.
That's the thing with these new tank water heaters.
Yeah, they really recover quite rapidly. I was really surprised. Yes. I was like, what? I don't really understand what they're doing differently, but I don't. At the same time, I don't care. But it seems like a modern hot water heater recovers much, much quicker than what I remember 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, 15 years ago, those kinds of things. And so, again, we've never run out of hot water, and we have a small tank because it's long, sorry, it's under the stairwell, but it's a 38 gallon tank and we've never run out of hot water and so forth and so on. So anyway, with that, I do know that the gas tankless hot water heaters are better than the electric ones. Mm-hmm. If you're considering an electric one, yeah. I would really do a whole lot of research. I did not have a good experience. I will tell you that. It was a nightmare. My client had the same issue. He had a real nightmare with his electronic hot water heater. They bring a computer board into this mix.
There's the other piece.
Are very, very sensitive. And in his case, it was very sensitive to water flow. Well, actually, mine was very sensitive to water flow as well. And if the water doesn't flow for whatever reason, it codes, it shuts off. And that's problematic. John, do we live in a world, we try to make things simple in our world, right?
Yeah, this is getting, this complicates things, I think, okay?
Right.
And, how far do we want to go to complicate things, and to make it seem better? If it's working, don't fix it. If it ain't broke type of thing, that type of thing. And, I don't get it because, we've all got enough problems with PC circuit boards, in everything from dishwashers to washing machines to refrigerators to ovens to you name it, and anybody out there that's does appliance repair, I'll talk to guys all the time, and I'll say, hey, I'm looking for a refrigerator. What kind of refrigerator should I buy? One without a computer chip in it.
Yeah. Which is impossible.
Yeah, which still is impossible, right? So there's that. I think you can now overcomplicate these things. So, I don't know. I've had a great experience with just a regular tank water heaters. And now, from the cost side of things.
And then there's that. That's always the big thing. You basically for the cost. So just to use this particular small water heater, I started looking at it. Number one, he brings two 40-amp circuits down in underneath the crawl space to power this electric water heater. This is not – Larry doesn't fool with 80 amps of power, okay? So that's an electrician. So the cost of installation on this particular piece had to be kind of high. The other side of it was he drew almost 50% of his full power capacity out of the house because it was only 150-amp board in this particular house. So he's drawn almost half – actually more than half, right, at 80 amps. He's drawn more than half of his total power. So, running the stove and running your hot water heater potentially could be a problem here. I was really kind of shocked when I saw 80 amps. Almost, I was like, holy smokes.
Well, exactly. Once again, you're throwing a lot of power, let's put it that way, a lot of power towards just heating up that water, immediately, and that was that's the sales point. But you're gonna, there's a cost for that.
Yeah. And if you're doing a gas one, so now you need a gas line hooked up to where your hot water heater is, which you might have or you might not have. If you have a gas hot water heater, you'll have one. But the other thing about the gas hot water heaters, to the best of my knowledge, and I haven't looked at the very, very latest ones on the tankless side, but my understanding is the last time I looked at one, because I was contemplating putting one in, you needed a high temperature the exhaust flue needed to like triple layer, right? Which is very, very expensive.
That's correct.
For just the piping to duct the pipe work outside. So again, cost of installation gets to be a little high on these items compared to dropping this tank that we've used for, I don't know, how many years have we had hot water tanks?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah. A long time. Tell you, my tank is gas, which I love.
Yep.
And, it's doing a great job. As a matter of fact, thinking of it, I've got to probably clean that thing out. So, that's another show, and that's why they don't recover very fast if they get clogged up and so on and so forth. Anyways, but yes, I've had great experience with this thing right now. I can't complain. I mean, I've never had a problem with running.
I think the simplest solution is if you're really looking for endless hot water, like if you have the space, drop two tanks. Because the cost of dropping two tanks is about the same as the base cost, meaning the unit cost. If you buy a tankless hot water heater, in most cases, not the one that I had, that was about the same price as a regular hot water heater. But the bigger ones, the gas ones, and for sure, are about double what the cost of a tank is. So you actually can drop two tanks for the same price of having one. And if you drop two 40s or two 50-gallon tanks, if you run out of 100 gallons of hot water, I would like to know what the heck.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Even commercial, I think even in commercial applications, Johnny, they're only putting like 100 gallons in, unless you're running a dry cleaner or something where you're using, million gallons of hot water here. Then you put a boiler in. That's a whole different.
Yeah, it's a whole nother show. I would say that, you know, 50 gallons, and I know most of the, you know, my neighborhood, next door and all the folks I'm thinking of right now that have, four or five kids, or six people in the house, whatever you want. Hey, man, I never hear them complain about it. I know for a fact they've got, so it's just, it's a bit of, a little moderation here or there, if it came to that, but you're right. Some these things, when you were talking about the PC board and all this kind of stuff, I'm like, oh man, because you never see a hot water tank either. It's not like you're walking past it every day in your kitchen, where you can keep an eye on things.
And you don't need to tie it into your house and your smart controls either. I don't see any reason to make a smart hot water heater.
No.
It basically needs to keep your water hot.
Right.
End of story.
Yeah.
It really works better, actually, if it keeps that water hot. If you want to make it more efficient, put a blanket around it. Hell, half the time they give you a blanket when you buy the things anyway, but the blankets, gosh, the blankets don't really do anything anymore, John. If you think about it, if you put your hand on the outside of your hot water tank, you can't feel it.
Nope.
You can't even feel any temperature difference.
Nope.
And the water inside's 130 plus degrees. Usually it's at least 130 degrees. But past that, you don't even know. So energy efficiency is really not the reason to do it so much quite anymore. And if it is, just insulate the living daylights out of it.
I don't think you're going to have a problem with the modern tanks, but everybody, to each their own, if they want to get a tankless unit. And a lot of times that, you're right. And I about the exhaust on the gas ones. So there can be a significant cost to putting one of those in. So then then it comes down to just basic, financials, right? What's my return on this thing?
Yep. Yep. And the returns are,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I have yet to see data that says, here's the deal, right? We say this all the time. If it's really as great as it's supposed to be, everybody'd be doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't get the return. Now, hey, if anybody out there that's putting these things in that want to, write us and let us know. I don't put these things in, I only know from experience what I see. right. and what I hear. So, you know, you're welcome to, you know, write us, email us about that. And let's
I do know they
it.
Use them a lot. Because
I'd use... be very interested, you know. I'm not one side. Yeah. I'm not quite one side or the other. But right now, I'm just not seeing it. But that's
they use them a lot in Europe, John. But that's mostly because of space.
Well, there you go. Yeah,
it's about space.
Yeah,
and because they have small homes and small spaces. And most of the ones they use in Europe are actually gas ones. I don't know if they're using many electric ones at all. So, but they're using the gas ones in Europe. So, but that's all because they want it. They just don't have the space to put a tank. Most cases we don't have.
At 100 amps, man. Hey, I'm charging my car. Don't take a shower.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, that's.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. So, John, the question is on the spaceship that they took me on, they were heating silicone, silicone.
Silicone.
I lost my thought. Yeah. Anyway.
They
weren't water
based.
That's my point. They weren't water based life forms. Whatever. Right. Anyway.
No,
whatever. That was a really bad one. But anyway,
they got to you, Larry.
They
did a mind wash.
I thought that was called getting old. Anyway, jeez, killing myself. All right. Anyway, folks, if you enjoy this craziness we call the Handyman Pros Radio Show, please send us an email. Send the link around to your friends. Tell everybody you know that sometimes we give good advice. We try to anyway. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns, you want to hear about something in particular, send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. We will put you out there on the show. We might even ask you to be a guest. We've had a few of our listeners be guests every once in a while. So, hey, ask. If you ask, you might actually get it. Scary, right, John? We do have a website, handymanprosradioshow.com. You can sign up for our newsletter there. And we've got a Facebook page at Handyman Pros. All of those are good ways to get a hold of us. And we actually do really read that stuff. And occasionally we even answer. But most of the time we try to do a pretty good job with it. But with that, we will see you next week on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.